Look again in a picture or in your imagination at those long-necked dinosaurs, the brachiosaurs. How could they breathe in enough fresh air? You can get a feeling for the challenge if you try breathing both in and out through a long tube. You exhale oxygen-depleted air into the tube, and most or all of what you breathe in again is that depleted air. Those adventure movies where the hero dives into the water to hide and breathes through a long reed are pure imagination, even ignoring the possibility of expanding one's lungs underwater. The solution? The brachiosaurs breathed like birds. Air flowed one way. They breathed in through their trachea to fill rear air sacs. They squeezed the sacs to pass air through their lungs into a front air sac. They squeezed air out of that sac through air passages in their hollow neck vertebrae. This is enlightening for several reasons. One, brachiosaurs are on the same lineage that became birds. Surprisingly, the lizard-hip dinosaurs rather than the bird-hip dinosaurs, none of which became birds. Two, since one-way breathing is efficient for gas exchange, why did mammals like us evolve with breathing in and out through the same tube? We can't have long necks. Giraffes are at the limit, and in fact can't run very far before running out of breath. There's more. Mammals have red blood cells much tinier than do birds, easier to circulate. Interesting trade-offs, and remember, evolution gives us the good enough and can only inch along toward the better. There is no all-around best for many reasons. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.